Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
This episode is the Artem episode you've all been waiting for.
Yeah. And of course, we had to have him host another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, here we go. Happy hump day, Bella Army. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole. And this is the Bella's Podcast.
And I thought today would be the perfect episode to excuse myself and let the lovebirds take over for a while.
Oh my gosh, Brie. You honestly could be so embarrassing and you just make a big deal out of everything.
But it is a big deal. I know I've been waiting. I know everyone else has been waiting.
Whatever, Brie. Anyways, I just want to thank Absolut for sponsoring another edition of the Bella's Podcast. They definitely have been our choice of drink for the summertime. And I also want to thank them for sponsoring a very, very special opening up to me. I know you all are going to love it.
So let's pop that bottle.
All right, I mean, not that I'm nervous or anything. Okay, maybe I'm a little nervous. But I definitely felt that I needed to double fist for this opening up. And for some of you who don't know what that means I need to have two drinks. So, okay, so can we first, one, I'm very happy. It's like kind of exciting. We don't have Brie here to put us in the hot seat. It's just you and me just opening up our hearts and soul. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
As he rubs his ears, which means he's nervous.
First of all, how proud were
you of your girl on Chopped Junior? I feel like I did really well as a judge. If you guys missed it, I was on the Food Network. I got to be a judge on Chopped Junior. I know they're going to replay it, but go check it out because I was very nervous. And not only was I nervous, but Artem actually was there that night. I couldn't even sleep that night because chopping kids, I mean, that was tough. I still feel bad. I love all you kids who were on that episode.
I just can't believe you eat like cheese and everything they cooked for you, knowing you like lactose intolerant, period.
I know, but they got me a lactate pill.
They did? Yeah. They're like, be ready.
Yeah, they got me a lactate pill. I was like, all game. I was going to taste everything those kids made. I mean, I'm a judge. What kind of judge would I be if I didn't taste what they made?
It's true.
And I have to say, I'm impressed. I mean, I can't do what they do in the kitchen. I mean, they were cooking stuff from scratch. It was so impressive. And I kind of liked how two girls were in the final. But I mean, it was just really cute. So everyone, after you listen to this episode, you need to head to Brie and I's YouTube channel because Artem and I dropped a dance video today. So if you don't know, Artem and I did a dance video about, was it a year and a half ago?
I think longer.
Or 2 years ago, right?
It was about 2 years ago.
We did a dance video and it was really cool. And so we've been wanting to do another one for Brie and I's YouTube channel and we just haven't had time. And finally, we kind of had time. I felt like it was tough for me.
We kind of had like 3 days to put on a dance.
Four. I think I got a train.
Well, it's more like three.
It was
really.
Like three.
It's like 3 days. So Nicole was very, very, very busy. Always. And it's just the amount of things on her mind is endless. And squeezing in, let's say, like 2-3 hour rehearsal time a day was very challenging. And sometimes you didn't even concentrate because you were just like, oh, I have to do so much. I have to run over there. I have to do this and that. It was very stressful, 3 days, but we managed to put a really, really, really good dance. And I hope you guys like it, because I think it's very special for both of us for various reasons.
Why? Why is it? Tell us the reasons, Artem. Why is it special?
Why are you always putting me in this spot? Why is it special?
Well, I want to know why.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, first of all, it's very personal.
By the way, you guys, he won't even look me in the eye.
No, I'm just looking straight
at
the
wall. He's looking straight at the wall.
It's very special because of the song and because of the storyline.
So it's Rita Ora, Let You Love Me. I'm going to have Artem first give his version of why it's special, and then I'll tell you mine. Okay, so keep going.
No, you go first with your
version.
No,
no, no. No, you are not getting out of this.
What is
Artem,
your version?
You keep going.
Oh, my God. Okay. Why it's special? Because it kind of like sums up two of us and sums up the story. And hopefully with the steps that I created for this dance, it kind of, you can follow through what it is. And I think the very special part of this dance is definitely the very ending of it, which is we're obviously not going to reveal. But it's just kind of, I don't know how to really put it in English. I would put it beautifully
in Russian.
We would love
it.
But people are not going to understand it.
But do it and then I'll try to translate.
No, you try to translate. You don't even know a word in Russian.
I know, but I just want you to speak Russian.
Anyway, it's very dear to both of our hearts. And it's, God, it's so emotional. It's crazy. I don't know. It makes you feel a certain way. And I think when you see it, it makes more sense. But I'm just going to say it's one of those dances where you feel very vulnerable about. And I think that's what really is special about it.
No.
It is to me.
No, I agree. Me too. It's so much that. I mean, so the title is Let You Love Me. And when you listen to the lyrics, like, I'm the one who chose the song. And kind of my journey with Artem and dating, this song really hit me hard because I just felt like, okay, I'm falling for this guy really fast, but I want, not that I want to avoid it, but I just kept trying to push Artem away because I just wasn't ready for anything. Like what was coming at me with Artem, this amazing guy, and he just makes me laugh, and it's just easy to be around him, and he makes me feel stress-free, and I don't know. I felt myself falling for him a lot.
Keep going. This
Anyways,
is good. This
whatever.
Is good. Keep going.
But I felt myself falling for him a lot, but then I felt like I was acting out in ways. And I mean, you all, like you guys have been following us on the podcast every week and Instagram and Total Bellas, but especially on the podcast, we've really talked about a lot. My sister puts me in the hot seat a lot. And I see the comments on social media, like, Nikki, enough with the no labels, or enough with saying he's not your boyfriend. But it's true, I was avoiding it, and these lyrics hit me hard because she's kind of talking about that, you know, like, I want to be with you when the sun rises, but yet I'm somewhere else, but then in that moment I want to be there when you hear it. It's beautiful. So what's really cool is I brought that song to Artem, and then he thought of the choreography, because he totally, I mean, right when you heard the lyrics, you knew my feelings of it. It was like us.
I hope so.
Yeah. But so he choreographed something so beautifully. And now what's the problem with me is I see him and this amazing professional dancer. Her name's Britt Stewart. You guys will know her on Dancing with the Stars. She's a part of the troupe. When I saw them do it, I felt like so emotional. It was so beautiful. And then I started doing it. I was like, well, dang, I don't think I'm really getting the feeling out so much. It's hard, right? I can't compare myself, but it's hard not to, because I wanted to make it look like how Artem and Britt made it look.
But I don't think that's the point.
No, but it's not the point, right? It's the chemistry and it's our feeling.
Exactly.
And so, I was a little bummed that it was a week where it was a very stressful business week. And, you know, we'd be at rehearsals and I could tell Artem would get a little frustrated because I check a business email. And it would actually shift, and then it started taking me back to my Dancing with the Stars days. Like, I was fully focused on dancing, and so you're in that moment. And I was kind of bummed on this dance that I took myself out of the moment a lot. And it, then also dealing with Artem dating him, like before he was just my pro. And now like I kind of, he would like be like, no, no, Nicole, that's not right. I'd be like, excuse me. It's funny. It kind of got at the point how the best way to describe it would be like when you're moving and how you get towards like, you know, your significant other, your friend, you're just like, you're going down the stairs too fast, or, oh, I can't get through this door, whatever it is, right? Sometimes don't you think it could get like that a little bit when you're teaching me dance?
No.
Okay. I kind of
felt
that.
But you know
what
was different, which is kind of funny you said that. It's like before when we did Dancing and Dancing with the Stars, which has been quite some time ago, but I don't remember you like was scared looking at me. And all of a sudden, you couldn't even look at me. You were like all like weird out about it. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second.
I know.
Like,
no offense. Like back in that day, it's not that I didn't care what you thought, but like I was there to win a competition. And like it was just different. But now I like you. But your choreography, Artem, when you guys go see the dance on YouTube, it's so beautiful. What do you thought of?
Well, you did beautifully.
Oh, you know, the main reason why we did this dance is kind of what?
Kind of what? To tell me.
I mean, I guess to like...
Like what?
You
what
know, tell
no,
everyone
spill
like...
It out. Spill it out.
Don't.
Spill it out.
I guess that what we're like, it? We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, you did say that, did you?
I did say it, whatever. Oh, so...
Well, that's it then.
I literally was joking with him that I wanted the title of our dance to be hashtag official because what everyone was writing on social media lately, like no labels, just be hashtag official. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to play that up, what everyone's talking about on social media. And then Brie reminded me that that was very corny to name a dance hashtag official. And she told me that like 5 or 6 times. So you're going to have to head to Brie and I's YouTube channel, the Bella Twins YouTube channel, to see the title, to see the dance. But yeah, I guess, I mean, not I guess, but yeah, Artem and I were we're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Like what relationship?
Why do I feel like I'm in high school right now? Like I'm smiling ear to ear. I feel so, I don't even know. Do people do this?
I don't know.
Artem,
yes.
What are the things you like about me most?
Oh my God. This is okay. You know what? I think the best way of describing would be everything what women stand for in nowadays. I think you're like a perfect example of that, you know.
Aww.
It's like you strong, you powerful, you very independent, you have the career you're so driven about, and you're just like an amazing human being, you know. So it's very hard to just like sums up with like few words, because you can't really describe a feeling. I could never describe a feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how it makes me feel.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute. And he's finally looking at me. Aw, well, we hope you guys all love our dance. It's very meaningful to Artem and I. It's not just a dance we did for a YouTube channel. You know, I guess the one thing that I've really loved about this podcast is we get to get super deep and real with all of you listeners. And I love it. Like, it's really fun. And not only is it fun, but I feel like it's also therapy for me. Like, I see all of you responding on Twitter, and just seeing that interaction, it's just been really amazing. And honestly, I don't think I would have ever thought of doing a dance with Artem to explain us being official or boyfriend and girlfriend. But because of all of you, and I see all the interaction, I thought it would be something fun for all of us. So I really hope you enjoy it. Artem, I mean, your choreography was so beautiful.
No,
yeah, it was
so nice.
Beautiful, and he's just such an amazing dancer, and I always feel so lucky that he takes time out to train me and dance with me. And also thank you to WDB Productions for filming it and, you know, putting it up. I'm really proud of it. And what's crazy is I would say Artem would be missing me, because you guys, I have some news. I am leaving for New Zealand, so you're listening right now, and guess what? I'm on my way to LAX, and I am headed to Queenstown, New Zealand, but Artem's coming with me. I'm headed to New Zealand for a month, and I booked a really cool gig. I can't tell you exactly what it is yet, but the minute I get the green light, I will definitely announce it here on the podcast, what I'm up to for the next month in New Zealand. But I'm very, very excited. Queenstown, New Zealand, you better be ready because we're taking over. And even though I am headed to New Zealand for work, don't you guys worry. We have so many fresh Bella podcasts in the can coming at you while I'm gone. So we recorded just some really fun interviews with some amazing special guests. You all are in for a treat the next month. I can't wait to share it with you all. And you might even hear from me when I'm over there. So you better keep tuning in every week. And make sure after this episode, you go check Artem and I's dance out on Bree and I's YouTube channel, The Bella Twins. And I wish my sister was here. I'm going to try to sing like her. But up next, we're going to kill a rumor. Was that good, Artem? Can you try? Oh my gosh, that was like such an obnoxious laugh.
I just didn't know what to expect when you started singing. I was like, oh my God, she's trying to sing. Oh, that was so cute.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyways.
That was so cute. No, that was so cute. So let's try it together though, okay. Right, this time because I can't sing the same in my life. At least we'll be both embarrassed. So what are we singing?
Just kill a rumor.
And how are you going to do it?
Ready? Just do it. Oh, I love you. Your lip is curling up. That's great.
Hold on.
Ready?
Let me just hold on. Okay.
Oh, cool. My God. You're going to be terrible. Okay, ready?
Awful. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Kill a rumor.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast. Now, I know we haven't brought this segment back in a while, but we definitely have some rumors that need to be killed in a segment we like to call
Kill a Rumor.
Oh, Artem, you're so cute. So I know Bree's in here, but we had some headlines and rumors that came from our podcast a few weeks ago, and we both were like, we need to kill this ASAP. And of course, it's WWE rumors. Wow, shocking. So a lot of the headlines said the Bella Twins were the reason why Bayley and Sasha Banks dropped their titles. Alrighty, where do I begin? Goodness. First of all, let me tell you guys. So yes, Brie and I, we were going to come back for the tag titles. And as you guys heard on the podcast a few weeks ago, due to a neck injury and a cyst on my brain, I can no longer compete. And I did find that out the Thursday before WrestleMania. Sasha Banks and Bayley were the tag team women champions going into WrestleMania, and they lost to the Iconics. Let me tell you why this headline is false. Bayley and Sasha did not drop the titles because of the Bella Twins. The Iconics, they won them, right? Did I compete against them? No. So the Iconics won either way, right? So this is where I don't understand sometimes headlines. If the Bella Twins were the reasons why they dropped, then why weren't the Bella Twins there? Wouldn't they still have their titles? WWE knew the Iconics were going to win, right? They were looking for opponents. Brie and I were their first thought of, hey, this would be a really cool feud we can do. Then I got unfortunate news. So they moved on to the next feud. So those headlines are 100% false. By the way, of course, we've been seeing your really mean comments that WWE, I love to call them smart marks, and fans have been putting, which I know you guys are always going to be hateful. It's just something that I've learned to live with. But y'all are liars. So guys, keep on digging. Go to the dirt sheets or whatever you guys need to go to figure out why they dropped it. It had nothing to do with Brie and I. That's why the Iconics are still champions. And guess what? Those girls deserve it. The Iconics have been an amazing tag team for a long time. So yay for them. And guess what? Look at Bayley right now. I mean, she is doing an amazing job as a SmackDown Women's Champion. And we all hope and pray that we get Sasha Banks back in that ring soon because we all miss her. So let's all start looking at the positive of it, okay, you guys? I know you're trying to get clicks and you like to put my sister and I in negative light at times to get those clicks. But guess what? This one's a major false, okay? So this rumor, Artem, is what?
Officially killed.
Yeah. Ballroom style. We waltzed all over that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Thank you. I liked it too. All right, everyone. Now it's time for your favorite game show in history.
Bella Brains.
As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Or not, because Artem's taking over, baby.
Am I doing it again?
You're doing it again, yes. Artem.
Oh, I feel like I'm regular, guys. I don't know you what are to regular. Do, honestly.
At least in my bedroom.
Oh, goodness.
You always have to say those.
She's sorry. Always sexual. I just like to
she
embarrass
always have to embarrass
you.
Us, isn't but can
because we are going to talk a little sexual. Can we talk about a banana for a second? How you made
Ew,
me feel like
you
it was
talk
a
about
big
banana?
Berry. You made me feel like it was a big berry. But a berry is a fruit.
You know what? I was actually really upset the night after we did the last Bella Brains because apparently you text Nicole saying like, actually, it is a fruit. It's not a banana. And I was so upset because it took me like literally 2 hours to figure out the really good questions. And one of the things pop up and says, banana is a berry. And I was like, well, this sounds like a great question.
So can I tell you something?
You know?
My brain was racking when I went back to my hotel room because I was like, for my whole life, I buy bananas. And how did I not know this thing's a big berry?
The outcome of the game would not change. So we're just going to leave it as that.
We're going to
leave it as
that.
Because right now, it's a whole another Bella Brains, and I'm really ready for this. So who's going to leave the room first?
Well, I left the room last time first. No, actually, you left the room first.
So you're going to leave the room first because I think everyone is ready for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show hosted, well, usually by Bree's husband, but this week we get the amazing Artem, where one twin leaves the room while Artem will ask the other some questions and we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella brain.
Yeah, and right now the score is 1-1 because some banana effed my life. But
don't blame the banana. But Brie, you're leaving first.
It's
so
fine. It's not. Bye. It's not the first banana to F my life up. But I will go in the other room while you ask Nicole some more berry questions.
Are you ready, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. Dun dun. How many countries in the world?
30? Just kidding. 45.
Is that your final answer?
Well, no, I thought I'd get three guesses, so you have to tell me yes or no.
No.
Okay.
Both of them is a definite no.
56?
Gotta think bigger.
65.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint.
Okay.
It's between 150 and 200. So you were way off in the beginning.
178.
Okay, I'm going to say no because that's incorrect, but it's going to be like one of those. You're going to say 178. We're going to pick the closest one.
Okay.
So if Brie going to guess higher than that, you're in trouble.
Okay.
All right. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Name three largest countries in the world.
Africa. Russia.
That's correct.
China. Really? Oh, India.
So
oh, wait, United States of America.
Yes. Okay, that's two. One more.
Canada? Why wasn't I even thinking local?
All right. First of all, I think I helped you on that one, but we're not going to tell anyone. Okay. Question number three. How many languages are in the world?
Whoa. 20? Just kidding.
If it's 100, if it's over 178 countries, how is it going to be 20 languages?
So 150. Well, a lot of people speak English.
Okay. I'll give you another.
I'll
give you
else.
Another two numbers. If you're not going to answer them correctly, I'm going to give you a guess.
170. 169.
Guess would be it's between 5,000 and 7,000.
Are you effing kidding me?
I'm not effing kidding you.
6,058?
That's what Google said. So is your final answer 6,058?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. But we're going to take in consideration because we're going to pick the closest number. And whoever gets the closest is going to get the point.
Dang it. Okay.
So you got three questions. Out of three questions, you got one correct. The other two, we'll see.
Ew. I'm going to go get Brie.
Go get Brie. We're about to bring Brie back, but first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is three times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products, as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good sized meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
That's code twins50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, Brie, it's your turn.
Okay, should I be nervous or?
You should be nervous.
Oh, great.
Whenever I'm doing Bella Brains, everyone should be nervous. Because you never know, I might even ask you a wrong question. Like the berry one.
Yeah.
All right, question number one.
You're being cute, though.
You ready?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. Dramatic lights. The question is, how many countries are in the world?
177?
No.
182?
No.
169?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, give me a hint.
Okay, the hint is, well, this hint is not going to help because I said exactly the
just
same
give her
hint.
The hint. Her.
The hint is between 150 and 200. So I mean, it's not really going to help because you gave pretty much with the same realm.
Yeah, you did really
so
well.
Give me your final answer.
My final answer is, I felt like I heard it one time in like 170 something.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, 180 countries.
That is incorrect.
Who is,
it's a 195
dang it.
Countries.
Dang it. So
but
Artem
Brie
was...
is the closest.
Nice. So I won the first one.
It's
Artem, I'm actually enjoying this. Bella brains.
First question is correct. Question number two. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, he's so cute.
Name three largest countries in the world.
Russia, Africa.
Incorrect.
Sorry. It was exactly what I said. So confident, too. Yeah.
Antarctica?
No.
Wait, continents or countries?
Countries, not continents.
Canada?
That is correct. One more.
Australia.
That is incorrect.
Damn it!
But you get one more as a final answer. So you have Russia and Canada.
Yeah. I know it's not the United States. I know it's bigger. South America?
That is incorrect.
Don't tell yes!
Me. Don't tell me it's USA.
Yes!
It is United States of America. How could you not know the US?
I love though the
top
fact that
three
she goes,
largest.
It's not the USA.
Well, this is what confused
South America.
Is
I mean,
South America is the country? That's a good question. Or is it a continent as well?
Oh, shoot. You're right. It's a continent.
All right. Well, 1-1. 1-1. Now, question number three. Anyway, let's go back to the Bella braids. Because the braids are getting fried on the other side over here. Okay. Question number three. How many languages are in the world?
Okay. 220 languages?
Incorrect.
180?
Think of how many.
No, just say incorrect.
Incorrect. No, well, just say incorrect.
She'll get a hint.
I mean, England speaks English like the United States.
Brie, I legit said the same thing.
But, you know, like, for example, in England, there is a Yorkshire, which they have their own.
You know, Artem, shh. That's just not saying. Fair. You didn't do that to me.
It's not going to help. Trust me. One more.
Okay, so there's 195 countries. So 240.
Okay, it's incorrect. I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Between 5,000 and 7,000.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly what I said. Exactly,
yeah.
Like same tone and all.
So I'm going to say 6,200.
What did I say? 6,069, huh?
Yeah, of course you said 6,9.
Right? Is that what I said?
Yours was 6,051.
Oh.
What a weird answer.
So the right answer is 6,500.
Yay! I won!
Whatever. Artem! Where was your help?
Oh, really? Cheating that I used to give Brian crap
so
for?
So now the score is 2-1. Brie
yes,
up?
Yes, it's 2-1. Yeah, Brie is up. Unfortunately for you.
Yeah.
Fortunately for Brie.
Major, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm excited because now I am in the lead in this edition of Bella Brain. So you guys, let's see next week if Nicole could tie it up or if I'm just going to get that much closer to Dom Perignon.
Whatever. And whoever our host is going to be.
Oh, now you're going to ditch me.
I might.
Great.
I might need Brian back.
Aww.
All right, you guys. Thank you for joining us on... Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Well, thank you, Artem, for hosting Bella Brains this week.
I actually love when Artem comes on. It's so cute. He makes it so much fun. But anyways, now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at CBABOIN93. I didn't even want to guess at that. She writes, at Bella Twins, since we have been talking a lot about Nikki and Artem lately, my Bella Army Q&A question this week is for Brie. Brie, how and when did you know that Brian was the one for you? You're such a beautiful couple, by the way. Hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Oh, I really like that.
Christina.
Gosh, you know, it's actually really funny because my husband's in the room right now and I know he's going to be staring at me as I answer this question. So Brian and I, it's actually kind of funny because we were friends first. Like we were in a storyline together at WWE and it got us to like talk like friends. And
flirt.
So
you flirt. Guys would flirt a lot.
It started like we were just normal people talking and then it started flirting. And Brian and I would go do stuff together. And I'll never forget, we were in Boston before a Monday Night Raw and we went to the Isabella Museum. And I think it's the Isabella Gardner Museum. And I kind of felt then, it wasn't a date. It was literally like as friends going there. But I really felt like, whoa, I want to take it kind of like to the next level with this guy. Like date him and kind of, I don't know, like be more than friends. And it was kind of weird.
So many things come to my mind when you say that.
I know, Nicole. You know, there's things you want to do with the opposite sex than just hook up. Like, you know, actually date the guy. And so it was kind of there at that museum that I think, and Brian felt it too, that we knew we wanted to kind of take our friendship to a relationship. And I think too, like what it was is how sweet he is. And I kind of was just like, he was so different from everyone else I was surrounded by. And we shared the same views, obviously, on the environment and kind of just how we live and the things we like. So I don't know. It was just kind of like, whoa, like I just didn't think I would kind of, what would you say, connect with someone like that. And so, yeah. And
then, I saw coming from a mile away.
Do you remember in the car when I'm like, gosh, I think I have a crush on Brian. And you're like, Daniel Bryan?
I didn't say it like that.
Brian, she said it like that.
Well, because I thought he really found us annoying.
He did. And we kind of found him annoying. But through all the annoyingness, we ended up finding out that we actually liked each other.
Yeah. Their eyes would sparkle as they would look at each other. It was actually really, really cute.
I think people say twinkle.
And then twinkle, whatever. And I remember when Brie like forced, was it me or, yeah, I think you made me text Brian and said that Arn, one of the producers, needed him downstairs because she wanted him to come down to the bar where everyone was eating at a hotel one night. And
he didn't even sit next to me.
Yeah. She like still can't let it go. It was like so many years ago. Oh, look it. Here's Brian. Brian from the couch.
She told me that Arn wanted to talk to me, so I sat next to Arn.
Okay. So my husband's yelling from the living room that he's saying that I did say, like, Arn wanted to talk to him. So he sat next to Arn thinking Arn wanted to talk to him.
Which makes perfect sense.
Whatever.
And think of what Arn was thinking.
Yeah, Arn was probably like, why is Daniel down here, like, talking to me sober? We were all drunk and...
No, I don't think we were drunk yet. You really wanted Brian down there.
Oh.
Well. We literally had just gotten down there.
Okay. Well, I like to blame it on the alcohol, but oh well.
So for all of you who live in Boston, when you go to the Isabella Museum, no, that's where... Braniel, the sparks started flying.
I know. Brian and I still say we did not make it to the third floor of that museum.
Whoa, that can mean so many
and
things.
I also got yelled at by a security guard in front of Brian.
Yeah, but so you like touched the painting.
No, I pointed at the painting. And the guy yelled at me like I was going to smear it or something. It's like, I can't point. It was so embarrassing. But anyways, and it's actually where Brian wanted to propose to me, but he didn't. So,
but I thought the Big Sur was so beautiful.
Yeah, you did a really good job. Yeah. All right, you guys, that's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Aw, thank you everyone for tuning in to today's podcast.
And finally, I am right. They are hashtag official. No more hashtag, no labels. Artem and Nicole are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, you know what, Brie? We get it. Okay, we all were just listening to the podcast. Anyways, I just want to again thank Absolut for sponsoring another edition of the Bella's Podcast.
Yes, and tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And please show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe. I can't tell you how much it makes us Bella smile.
Yes, and special thanks to Artem for filling in as a great Bella Brains host and for finally admitting you're my sister's boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.